This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We do not live in an era of privacy. Marketers know where we've been and what we're buying. The NSA and Google may be reading our email, and hackers are so brazen that no data seems safe. In fact, there's news in the last day that Russian hackers have stolen 1.2 billion usernames and passwords. Beyond that, what about our children? Data gathered by their schools, the states, and the education tech companies clamoring to get into the digital classroom. Some parents are unnerved. Politicians are reacting. And over the last year, more than 100 new laws governing student data have been introduced. As Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports, all this drama has companies worrying as well.
In New Hampshire, the state collects basic data about kids: name, race, gender. It also tracks how many days they were suspended from school, whether or not they are homeless. But under its new law, the state can't collect information about a kid's body mass index or whether she's pregnant. It can't gather kids' email addresses. And that's just New Hampshire. Amy Gadara heads the Data Quality Campaign, a nonprofit that's tracking student data laws.
States have taken a huge step forward in the last 2 years of really strengthening their capacity to safeguard data.
There are already federal laws in place to help protect student records. But as technology advances, a lot of states want more. Idaho, for example, rules out some data collected by analyzing brain waves and heart rate. New York calls for a parent's bill of rights for data privacy and security. Kentucky says student data can't be used to target ads to kids. So far, more than 20 states have passed laws, and that's just the beginning.
Our sense is we're going to see a growth in the number of pieces of legislation introduced next year.
A lot of this legislation is being driven by fear about who's collecting what data, how it's being used, whether it's safe. The rush to make law is also creating fear among educational technology companies. Mark Schneiderman heads up education policy at the Software and Information Industry Association.
Some of the requirements provide real practical challenges to their ability to serve their customers.
In other words, it's making it hard for companies who want to get their apps into classrooms across the country and cash in on the multi-billion dollar market for educational technology.
We've heard it from developers who are now shying away a little bit from the education sector.
In tech-centric California, state legislators have been trying to find a way to keep everybody happy.
We think we found the sweet spot here.
Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg has proposed a law that'll let app developers use student data to improve their products, but not to market to students.
We're not trying to stifle this technology. To the contrary, we want more apps to help more kids.
Right now, he says, there are too many weak privacy policies, too much free rein for companies collecting data about kids. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
Adrian's beat at Marketplace is technology and the classroom. You can see all of our learning curve coverage at marketplace.org.